Well, it's time here in Spain to join Bill Blevins and Brett Hansen today. We'll be looking at the financial planning for those who've recently retired. But before we start, has there been any interesting news this week which will affect our listeners in Spain, Bill?
Yeah, there are a couple of interesting topical issues that I think will impact upon Spain in a travel sense, given that the UK have announced that they're considering Spain and America as additions to the notorious red list, which means you'll have to have quarantine in an hotel for 10 days with two coronavirus tests in that period before you can be released from captivity. We'll have to see whether that happens or not. And perhaps the big thing that I think will impact upon those of us who live in Spain, it was the news that Spain is going to use the country's 140 billion EU coronavirus recovery fund to transform its economy. Nadia Calviño, who's the Deputy Prime Minister for the Economy, has said that the government had a historic responsibility to make good use of the funds and carry out the accompanying reforms. The funds are set to be delivered over a six-year period, so it won't happen overnight, but half will come as grants from the EU and half will come as loans, subject to a continuing EU approval process. And although Spain has already approved a budget, as we spoke about a week or two ago, that allows it to borrow 27 billion in advance of actually receiving the money. So that will filter through, I guess, into the Spanish economy over the next few years. I'm somewhat concerned that the UK and its prime position as a trading centre seems to be slipping the same way, perhaps, as fishing and Northern Ireland into second place. It's clear that we fell down the league table behind a country in the Far East, Hong Kong, and behind Holland in terms of trading activity. And it's important to remember that this is a vital issue for UK expatriates living in Spain, because UK-based advisors, UK-based accountants, UK-based investors in most cases are not yet licensed to trade within the European Union, and you need to check out the status of your advisor to make sure that your advisor is properly licensed to continue to offer you relevant best advice in the European Union. If not, I'm afraid you're going to have to negotiate your way out of some relationships and into new ones, and that's where Blevins Franks may be able to offer some assistance, but it's worth checking out, because otherwise you're going to fall behind the times and your advice is going to be getting dated very quickly. So a worthwhile check on your finances because of the Brexit conclusion is appropriate for many people right now.
Well, some of our listeners are newly retired, others are approaching retirement. How important is it for them to review their financial planning as a whole at this stage in their life?
Yeah, I think it's common, whether you are going to expatriate from your mother country to another country, that at the point of retirement you start to look at your financial affairs. Many, many people who come to Blevins Franks have accumulated wealth over their lifetime in a very sensible, well-constructed and intellectual, even intelligent manner. But of course, if you are going to relocate out of one country with a different currency, a different tax regime, a different social network, then you need to start to review more carefully, especially if you're going to live in Spain, exactly what you're going to do to ensure that your assets are properly positioned for the future. One of the questions I often ask an individual who is entering into retirement as an expatriate is, let's have a look at all the assets you've accumulated over your lifetime, unit trusts, insurance policies, all sort of building society accounts, bank savings accounts, all sort of shares, equities, bonds, everything. Add all that up that you've evolved over the whole, perhaps 40-odd years of 50 years of your life. And if you had the cash equivalent of those assets now, would you invest them going into retirement in exactly the same assets? And the answer is, generally speaking, no, of course, I wouldn't. I now need to plan for the tail end of my life, even though it may be for another 30 or 35 years. I need to invest in assets which will be secure, will protect my capital, will grow over time, will provide me with the income. All sorts of different aspirations arrive when you're about to retire. So whilst retirement is the time you enter a new and exciting phase in your life, and for some who don't take that adventurous step of expatriating, life can become boring. But many embrace the freedom it offers. And in those circumstances, many choose to live in Spain. Spain offers a beneficial lifestyle for retired expatriates. But your long-term financial security is absolutely crucial to help you enjoy your retirement years. To achieve that, you need to take a good look at your finances in an intrusive, almost forensic review. And you have to look at not only what you've got, but the manner in which you hold your assets so that you're holding them in the most tax-efficient, cost-efficient fashion. So it is a time for review and potentially a time for change, Howard.
What about savings and investments? Do most people need to review and amend their portfolio now they're retired? And what are the key issues they should be considering?
Well, first of all, you have to remember that if you're leaving the United Kingdom, for example, with its tax regime, with its cultural approach to investment management and to savings, you have to start to think about how your new international residence, as it were, having relocated to a different country with a very different tax regime and with a very different opportunity available to you, because the regulations, the rules, the tax laws, the availability of a variety of investment and savings issues are now yours for the taking, if you understand how beneficial they might be. If you have built up a successful portfolio of savings and or investments of your working life, your circumstances and objectives for most of that time in your working life were different. You had a regular salary coming in, for example, and you could, if you had that salary, obviously take more risks when you're choosing investments, and you could focus more on your savings and investments producing capital growth. But most expatriates need a combination of protection from inflation, of capital growth over the longer term, and of course, in many cases, to supplement their pension income. Now, whether that is to receive, I don't know, regular payments from your pension fund, or whether it's ad hoc withdrawals, I'm going to leave it to Brett in a moment to talk to you about pensions and estate planning indeed. For example, one of the common mistakes that's made by UK expatriates is that they arrive in Spain with substantial tax exempt from UK tax, that is, savings in the form of an ISA, an individual savings arrangement. Now, those are tax-free in the UK because the UK tax authority have granted tax freedom to those assets held in an approved ISA, and many people have hundreds of thousands of assets in those ISAs, and that's a very beneficial arrangement. Unfortunately, from the moment you arrive as a tax resident of Spain, the whole of that ISA becomes taxable in Spain. Now, the limited opportunities of adding to your ISA in the UK can be defeated by using an alternative medium in Spain, which allows you to pretty much put the whole of your ISA value, sometimes in specie, into your Spanish-based regulated authorised vehicle, which it will be tax-free, and you can add to that value almost in unlimited amounts as time goes by, with increased tax benefits and with a number of advantages that will help to supplement your pension, will help to impact upon the potential of your estate duty liability. As I say, Brett will cover these things with you in just a moment. So you have to look at your savings investments quite clinically and make very hard objective judgments about what you're going to do to ensure that you are getting the best results from your investments in the most tax efficient fashion.
Yeah. Staying with taxation, Bill, is there any reason to review your tax planning when you stop working?
Well, once you've got all this free time in retirement, it tends to cost money. Most people think that your expenses reduce dramatically in retirement. And I've discovered for many people that actually there's very little fall in the living costs that you experience post-retirement. You can help to maximise your income by ensuring that you're strategically invested in an objective, carefully considered approach to meeting your objectives and aspirations. But you can maximise your income through your strategic tax planning. Now, tax mitigation opportunities are limited when you're working and you're under a PAYE tax system on your salary. But once you get to the point of retirement and you have your fixed capital from savings and investments, you can make a massive difference to your net spendable income by reducing your tax liability to an absolute minimum. As I say, UK tax planning is likely to be ineffective in Spain. As I've already mentioned, ISAs and UK bank interests become fully taxable for Spanish residents. Now, once you're resident in Spain, you do, however, gain access to a very keen, very well established range of investment opportunities that are almost certainly going to provide much better tax efficiency alongside a number of other advantages. There are Spanish compliant investment arrangements, and there are many more advantages and opportunities available under the Spanish tax code and within the framework of the investment choices available to you that can combine your tax, your investment and your estate planning in one comprehensive exercise, grouping different investments together under one extremely tax efficient roof. And that is where the innate skills of Blevins Franks, having been advising expatriates for over 40 years, comes to play, in the sense that they are experts in what is called cross-border investment and taxation wealth management. They are firmly keen on the Spanish tax regime, and as firmly keen on the UK tax regime, and there to bleed the best, if you like, out of the combination of both sets of taxation, if you are affected by both.
Let's turn to Brett Hansen now, one of Blevins Franks' senior partners in Spain. Brett, I would think that retirement is a good time to set up or review your estate planning. What are the key elements they should be focusing on in general, and for Spain in particular?
Hello, Howard. I would agree that retirement is definitely a good time to review your estate planning, and as Bill said, especially so if you are about to retire or are going to retire in Spain. Here in Spain, we have Spanish succession tax rules, which are very different to UK inheritance tax rules in that there is a liability between partners or married couples on assets inherited from each other. There are also Spanish succession laws, which ordinarily prevents you leaving your assets to who you want and protects the children over your spouse or partner. Someone retiring to Spain will also need to consider UK inheritance tax rules if they are a UK domicile, even though they will be a Spanish resident. So I do recommend that anyone approaching retirement should not leave estate planning as the final piece of the jigsaw when carrying out their financial planning, in that the types of assets you have, where those assets are situated, and the way you own them could make a big difference as to how you can distribute them on death and how much tax your beneficiaries will pay. So the key message here is, don't leave estate planning too late. Think about who you want to leave your assets to, how much and when, and then research the most effective way to achieve this in the most tax efficient way, taking both the Spanish and UK rules into account. But of course, don't do this to the detriment of your own needs. Look for arrangements that can provide you with the options of tax efficient income and growth throughout your lifetimes too, just as Bill mentioned, whilst also ensuring that your assets can pass to your loved ones without complications and with the minimum of tax.
Pensions are obviously a very important part of retirement planning. How should people look at the options for their pension funds and establish what would work best for them, and if they can maximise their pension savings in Spain?
That is a good question, Howard. There are a number of options when it comes to pensions, and there is certainly not a one-size-fits-all solution. When looking at the options, I think there are a number of things which needs to be considered. The first is to consider the taxation of your pension, bearing in mind that if you are a tax resident of Spain, then it is the tax rules in Spain which will apply to your pension, not the tax rules in the UK. So, for example, the pension cash lump sum, which is tax-free in the UK, is liable to tax in Spain. You also need to consider the currency of your pension. UK pensions are paid in sterling, but if you are living in Spain, you are spending euros. This creates a potential exchange rate risk. For example, in November 2015, £1,000 gave you around 1,400 euros, but right now, £1,000 will give you around 1,150 euros. And then there is UK regulation to consider, in that even though someone is retired in Spain, their UK pension would still be subject to UK regulation, which could change for the worse for non-UK residents now that the UK is no longer part of the EU. As I said before, Howard, there is no one-size-fits-all solution, but I am finding many British expatriates who are living in Spain are transferring their UK pensions to what is called a Qualified Recognised Overseas Pension Scheme, or QROPS. As well as potentially reducing taxation, these can provide greater access to the funds, more flexibility on how the pension fund is invested, and you can invest some or all of the investment in euros and take a euro income. So for anyone who is thinking of moving to Spain or are already living here, I would recommend that they ensure that their pensions are reviewed by an advisor who is qualified and regulated to provide them with pension advice, who has a clear understanding of the regulation and tax rules for both the UK and Spain, and that they can look at all of the various options available and assess what is the best advice for you based on your circumstances, objectives, and attitude to risk.
So what steps do you take when new clients who have recently retired?
Well, Howard, generally I sit down with them and find out what are their aspirations and objectives. I will look at their worldwide assets and income, and either myself or one of our cross-border tax specialists will calculate the tax implications of them living and dying in Spain. I would also assess their attitude to risk and discuss the various options available to them, and then, and only then, establish what will be the best advice for them in order to achieve their objectives with the minimum of tax for both them and for their loved ones. I cannot emphasize enough how serious we take this. We understand that almost all of our clients are retired, that they are not looking to take big risks, and are most definitely looking for security. It's about peace of mind and ensuring that both they and their loved ones can benefit from their assets with the minimum of complications and tax.
So overall, Brett, do you recommend retirement in Spain for people in the UK who are undecided on whether to take such a big step or not?
Well, Howard, I've been living here in Spain for almost 20 years, and I certainly can recommend living in Spain. But when it comes to someone thinking of retiring to Spain and are undecided, perhaps because of tax, I normally ask them the question, if they put aside the potential issue of tax, where do they want to spend the majority of their time in retirement? In most cases, they tend to say Spain, and if this is so, then this is typically when we carry out the steps I described before. In most cases, we can certainly reduce their tax liabilities and achieve their objectives. And in quite a few cases, we can actually put our clients in a position where they legitimately pay less tax here in Spain than what they would pay in the UK, whilst also having all the benefits of living in Spain. Then the decision is theirs to make whether to retire or not in Spain.
Good advice, Brett. Many thanks again, and listeners can of course get in touch with you and your colleagues by going onto your website, blevinsfranks.com. And we'll be talking back in Spain, well, with you in a fortnight, I do believe, Brett, but until then, I wish you all the very best.
Thanks, Howard. You too. Bye now.